Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
At a luncheon with the Kenai and Soldotna Chambers of Commerce, the timeline and model of the Kenai Bronze Bear Family Sculpture Project, which will be on display at the Kenai Airport, were unveiled. The community project to bring the Bronze Bear Family to the Kenai Airport collaborates with community partners and volunteers. The project is a community-driven effort to install a life-size bronze sculpture of a brown bear and her two cubs at the entrance of the Kenai Municipal Airport. The sculpture will feature a mother brown bear with a freshly caught salmon, a curious cub locking eyes with travelers, and another eagerly waiting on the bank. Mary Bondurant, former Kenai Airport manager, says the idea started in 2023 with a vision of adding an unforgettable landscape at the airport terminal.
It's just going to be just so neat, and what the community has done so far as efforts towards this project is really does the heart good.
The Bronze Bear Family Sculpture is projected to be finished by the fall of this year and concluded with a grand unveiling. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. A commuter plane crash at the beginning of February off Alaska's coast killed all 10 people on board. The preliminary report from the NTSB revealed the plane was approximately 1,058 pounds over its maximum takeoff weight for icy conditions, though this is still under investigation. The crash involving a Cessna Caravan is one of Alaska's deadliest of the century. The plane was en route from Unalakleet to Nome when contact was lost less than an hour after takeoff. Icing conditions were forecasted along the route, and the crash occurred about 30 miles from Nome. Investigators are examining whether the overweight conditions and icing contributed to the crash. The plane's anti-icing system was functional, but de-icing fluid was not logged. There were no distress signals, and the wreckage was found the next day on drifting ice. Senator Murkowski spoke on the recent firings by the Trump administration. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson with more.
No one should feel good about this.
That's how U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski characterized the recent firings of Alaska federal employees by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiencies during a nearly hour-long speech addressing to the Alaska legislature on Tuesday.
And I can't tell you with accuracy. I can't tell you how many, because no one who has that information is either able to share it or willing to share it.
Murkowski echoed a wide range of departments where the cuts are coming from, including NOAA, the National Weather Service, as well as the National Park Service. While the senator maintains she agrees with the cuts in theory, she continues to strongly disagree with the premise and the way that they're happening.
And reductions in federal workforce make absolute sense, but let's do it in the right way.
The state's senior U.S. senator also explained that while some of the layoffs were reversed, the trepidation over what could happen in the future remains. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is scheduled to deliver his legislative address on Thursday. Matt Wilson, KSRM News.
Alaska Airlines is planning to launch long-haul flights by reportedly joining the American and Japan Airlines Trans-Pacific joint venture. The managing executive officer of Japan Airlines recently revealed the news. Alaska Air Group recently acquired Hawaiian Airlines, and changes are being made quickly, including long-haul flights out of Seattle. The airline is targeting 12 long-haul routes by 2030, with the first one launching in May of this year. It'll be to Tokyo Narita using a Hawaiian Airbus A330. The Anchorage Assembly is tabling a proposal to ask voters to approve a 3% sales tax. Assembly members voted 8-4 Tuesday to indefinitely postpone the proposal following public testimony for and against the tax. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.